You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello?
This Luke?
Yeah, this is Luke.
Hey, Luke, this is Adam Peters from Commanders. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got a message from your brother about half hour ago. He told me I should pick you.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so I listened to him. So we just turned the card in, man. We're going to make you a commander.
Oh, I love it. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. So impressed with what you've done with your career and become such an awesome receiver, and we think you could even get better, man. You got the sky's the limit. I know the type of person you are just by being around two of your brothers and your family, and I couldn't be happier to pick you, man, and can't wait to get you here.
Luke, congrats, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, this is awesome, man. You are a dog competitor, man, and that's what this whole team's going to be about, so we can't wait to get you here and coach you, brother.
Oh, I can't wait to get in, and I can't wait to just dive into everything, Coach.
And then he tells the family it's Washington, and he gets dogpiled on. Great moment for Luke McCaffrey and
awesome.
The McCaffrey family. Not their first rodeo. Of course, Ed, 13 years in the league. Christian, one of the great players in the National Football League. But the baby boys all grown up, 6'2", 200-pound. Luke McCaffrey was a quarterback for 3 years, became a wide receiver, number two in the country in contested catches last year with 17, one of six guys in FBS with 70 grabs and 13 touchdowns. Scored in 11 of 13 games, and he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline on Grant and Danny. Luke, congratulations.
Congrats,
and
man.
I guess unofficially, welcome to Washington, D.C. How are you, man?
Hey, thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me on. I can't wait to get out there and get rolling.
What was this process like? It's got to be so strange, the journey you've gone on, like switching positions, and you know, where did you think you were going to go? What kind of conversations did you have? Walk us through it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you have really no idea as a player. You're walking into the day blind. I know my dad has a funny story of he always tells our family, you know, 31 of 32 teams talked with him throughout the whole process and, you know, interviewed him and did all that. And the one team that didn't was the team that drafted him. And
right.
So if you think you have an idea, you know, you don't. But, you know, I'm so excited to just be a part of this organization now. I think it's such a cool fit for, you know, myself and the eight other guys that we brought in this year. And just to be a part of something new and something that, you know, you get to grow and build with together is such a blessing.
How much did you talk to and how much of a relationship did you have with Washington before the draft?
Yeah, you know, Adam Peters specifically, you know, we knew kind of him through some things and at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, you're able to kind of, you know, interview with every team at a certain level and then a couple teams a little bit more and see how that goes. And so, you know, I talked to them through that whole process. And then it's so cool to have some connections from, you know, my past and some people in my family's past. I know, you know, Tavita Pritchard's the quarterback coach there. He was at Stanford with my brother. Anthony Lynn was his running back coach there. It's kind of cool to see, you know, Larry Izzo, the special teams coordinator, is a Rice guy. And so, to have some of those connections of, you know, whether you know them well or not, you know, you still have some level of familiarity with them and, you know, you grew up watching them and seeing them. And so it's such a cool spot for me personally.
Luke McCaffrey, one of the newest Commanders, drafted in the third round over the weekend. Can you go back to your decision to become a wide receiver after 3 years playing quarterback and what went into that? I just can't imagine you would have thought at that time. Maybe you thought you'd become one of the best in the country within 2 years, but that you would have gone as high in the draft as you did in the top 100.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a competitor, you're not too worried about, you know, where you're going to end up from a, you know, number standpoint or anything like that. You're kind of just focused on getting better every day and competing. And so I just went into that last off season before I switched. And, you know, for me personally, I learned a lot about myself and kind of did a little evaluation of kind of what I believe in, who I think I am as a person, and then relayed that to football. And for me, it turned myself kind of into a positionless entity of, you know, I knew that I was open to do whatever. And I was always kind of told my whole life, don't switch until, you know, you're ready to not play quarterback again. And, you know, for me, that was kind of just the time where I was like, hey, I'm doing this, but I just want to be free to do whatever. So I talked about playing safety, playing running back, playing all over the field, and kind of just started with receiver because we didn't have enough guys on our roster at the time and stuck with it. So it's been fun to just kind of learn from there. You know, you kind of get a fresh start midway through college.
So, Luke, it's such a unique thing that you've gotten to do. I mean, I'm a dad, and my kids, you know, they're active in sports, playing stuff, but they would rather hit themselves in the head with a hammer than listen to anything I have to say, right? But you've got invaluable resources, not only with your pops, but with your brother. How has that kind of informed your experience and being able to lean on them if you have any questions, or is it just sink or swim, dude, make it your own way? I mean, I'd love for you to go into that experience.
No, it's helped a ton. You know, it's the biggest blessing that I never earned. You know, I didn't do anything to put those role models into my life, but they just happened to be there, right? And so I don't think it's anything but a blessing and a gift that I've kind of had in my life. And to say that they haven't helped in every possible way would be, you know, a lie. And so it's so cool to have those resources. And they do such a good job of letting you learn by yourself when you need to kind of learn lessons, whether it's the hard way or whether it's, you know, just the personal way. And then kind of reach out and give advice when they know the time is right. And so they've been so instrumental in every decision and every path I've gone down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm trying to remember what pod it was. It might have been Part of My Take. I don't remember, but there was this viral clip a month or two ago where your dad was talking about Christian and how he would like get him out of class or something, and he would go get him IVs on game day. Did you get that same treatment or no?
Yeah. You know what? Once my dad knew that you were invested in something and you were passionate about something, he was going to help in any way. And in kind of the eyes of what I grew up in, any competitive advantage is going to be huge, right? And so if you can be feeling good on a game day, if you can cut out certain pads to be lighter, if you can, wear a size shoe, you know, one too small so you don't trip, every single equipment advantage, medical advantage that you could ever get was kind of preached to us as kids. And so that was, I mean, it's funny looking back now because you're an eighth grader who probably doesn't need all that at the time. But looking back now, it's so cool to kind of have those resources and that knowledge from growing up.
It all helped. Here you were off the board at number 100. You know, frankly, we were looking into a lot of receivers before the draft in that area and didn't necessarily think they were going to call your name. But as I've dove into your season and your last couple of years, I mean, there's some pretty astounding numbers that stand out here in terms of fighting for the football and contested catches. As I said, second in FBS with 17, and then your short shuttle and where you're ranked in three cone. I mean, some elite athletic traits, all kinds of potential here. I want to start with the contested catches thing, though. For a new receiver, that's pretty astounding. Just give me an idea of how big a part of your game, you know, that is to be number two in D1.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I think a big part of that is credit to my team at Rice. We did such a good job of, you know, illustrating timing within our passing game and, you know, executing when it came to Saturday. We had some good quarterbacks there while I was there. And, you know, we had a coordinator who trusted them and trusted, you know, our receiving core. And so it was so fun to just go through that whole process with a lot of people who love football and were passionate. And, you know, I think Rice as a small school was so cool to see the program grow from when I first got there to when I'm leaving now, and then kind of how they're going to grow in the future. And so I think that's just a credit to, you know, the whole culture and the system that we built at Rice.
When you first get your first NFL paycheck, right, assuming you're going to do all the responsible things eventually and, like, be a grown-up, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But that first one that clears, what are you going to do with it?
Somebody got mad at me for this answer the other day, but I have an Xbox that I think is from 2012.
Yeah,
so
update
it. I think I need to update that one a little
is
bit.
Is that, like, the black and green one, like the super
old
one?
It's the big, giant brick.
No, you can
weightlift with it, dude.
I do have a retro one. We used to play, you know, 2007 Madden on that one, NFL Street 2, but... No, I just have one that, you know, when you play games online, it doesn't load quite fast enough. Everybody else is already in the game. So I'm thinking that's going to be, you know, purchase number one.
How many people on the planet have played with their dad probably in a video game, have been just working people with their brother for years, and now you're going to play with yourself?
I know. I heard a Justin Jefferson quote that every year in the NFL, you know, he bumped up his ratings to 99. And so I think I'll do that so that it's a little bit more fun. You know, I know rookies always start pretty low, so
just
I got to make it fun to play.
Moss some people. Are you presuming that you're going to play in the slot a lot? I mean, that was kind of what we heard on draft day. Or do you see yourself out on the boundary? Like, I know you can do a little bit of everything, but how do you see that?
Yeah, I think one of the coolest parts of my game is that, you know, I'm versatile, where I can play in the slot, I can play out wide. I have a lot of experience in the backfield, whether it's a wildcat quarterback or even at running back. And then when it comes to catching punts and returns as well. And so I think it's fun because I'm excited to see what a creative coach like Cliff Kingsbury thinks of when he sees me as a player. And, you know, we haven't got into that yet. We got to go through rookie mini camp, OTAs, and kind of see what the team looks like. And I'm so excited to learn from some veteran guys, you know, Terry McLaurin, Dotson, and just the guys who've been in the league, and kind of see where that all lays out. But I'm just excited to get a team that's ready to go out there and compete and have such a great coaching staff with, you know, Coach Quinn and Coach Kingsbury.
Put your scouting hat on here. What does Luke McCaffrey do best right now? And where do you think he needs, you know, the most improvement?
Yeah, you know, I think that's such a hard question because there's always going to be room for improvement. And I think when you're a competitor, you hone in on what you need to get better at. So I think every day I'm going out there and I'm new to the position, so I'm fighting for experience. And to have a you know, a receiver coach and Coach Ingram, who won the Biletnikoff, was a 1,000-yard receiver in the NFL and has coordinating experience. So, you know, he understands kind of all aspects of playing receiver and all aspects of football, especially from somebody who's coming into the building who played quarterback and kind of thinks like somebody who's been in his experience does is such a blessing, because I think that's the number one way to get experience, you know, learn from other people's, you know, successes and their mistakes. And to do that with a veteran ran room, and then do that with a coach who's so fit for for that opportunity is something that's pretty cool. That's what I'm looking forward to most.
Wide receiver comp? Anybody that would, like, when we watch you, you'd say you might see a little bit of this?
I think you'd take things from everyone, right? You know, I switched over from receiver right when Cooper Kupp was in his Triple Crown year, so I took a lot of things from him because he was, you know, at the height of his career. I've taken so many releases and different stems from Stephon Diggs. I love Devontae Adams. It's hard not to. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, both of those duos from even back when they were in college have such great, you know, fundamentals and explosiveness. And so I think, you know, you learn a little bit from every single player in the league, and then you just try and take what works for you, and then, you know, you eliminate what doesn't work for you and build your repertoire. So it's cool to have a little bit of aspect of, you know, all those guys that you respect so much who've had success in the NFL at times, and then kind of try and make your own mark on it.
Luke, very impressive. This has been fantastic insight. It's been awesome to catch up. Before we let you go, we like to get to know all the players in town. Rapid fire with some kind of off the field questions. You ready to go?
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
All right, last TV show you've binged?
Oh, Ted Lasso.
So good.
Outstanding answer. Outstanding. Death Row, cheat meal.
Oh, In-N-Out Burger.
Walk me through the order. From start to finish.
I'll go three double doubles with no cheese.
Is that three double cheeseburgers?
Yeah. Wow. But no cheese though.
I mean, if it's my last meal, you know, you can eat whatever.
No,
right?
I'm not critiquing.
That's not judging. We're punching.
I'm impressed. I'm not judging.
Two sides of fries with a swirl milkshake, so the chocolate and the vanilla.
Do you go animal style there, or you just as is?
I go regular, and then you just dump the salt on it, the little packet.
The little packet of salt.
Why did we do no cheese on the burger?
I don't know. I love their sauce so much, so I feel like the cheese and the sauce compete against each other.
Mm. Movie theater movie that you've seen recently or most recently? Are you a movie theater guy?
Oh, I just watched Civil War. Yeah, it came out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I just went and saw that. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was good. It wasn't how I expected it was going to be, but it was really good.
That was
Grant's
synopsis.
Review. Yeah, literally.
Solid movie, but I thought I was going to see something, and I saw something completely different.
A lot of Kirsten Dunst. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of, like, dramatic Kirsten Dunst staring off into the distance.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I was getting into.
What is your strangest personal habit?
Oh, on the field, I spit all the time. I think, you know, you wear a mouth guard, you get turf in there. Mm-hmm. I think it just became a little, a little tick almost.
Last one for me, celebrity crush. Do you have a celebrity crush?
Oh, either Keira Knightley or Natalie Portman.
These are great
answers. I was a big Star Wars fan growing up, so, you know, Padme.
Grant, give me a second here. Favorite Star Wars film?
I think you got to go with, I've Got the High Ground, episode 3, right?
You're allowed. Favorite Star Wars character?
Anakin.
Love that. I love that from you, Luke McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent job.
Luke, thank you very much. We threw you through the ringer there. You passed with flying colors. Looking forward to getting you out here to Ashburn and getting to see you on the field, man. Should be a fun rookie season.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, buddy. Congrats.
There's Luke McCaffrey. That is, for now, for another couple of days, maybe, mm-hmm. Christian's little brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.